An American from a Colombian origin who made a pact with God while being in an ordeal. God saved him from his crisis. How did he deal with life afterwards? Dramatic events.
أن تخرج من ضيق الظلماء إلى النور أن تولد ثانية والماضي مغفور لحظة أن تشعر بالله في قلبك يقذف بهدى هذا ما لا يدركه وقت وشعور يا الله إني ناديتك وسعيت إني استهديتك فهديت بالقرآن أنرت طريقي
My name is Jaime Mujahid Fletcher. I'm originally from Colombia. I grew up in the city of Houston, Texas, since the age of 8. I accepted Islam 3 months before September 11th. I am married, have 3 children.
كيف كانت فترة شبابك شيخ؟
Teenage years living here in America are some of the most difficult. Teenagers go through a lot. When I was 13 years old to about 15, so many changes happened in life. I think my parents coming from Colombia, because they didn't go to school here, they don't know what to expect. They think because the schools look beautiful, they're big, you know, 1,000, 2,000 students. They think this is like the best that they can give. But they don't know that in that same school, like police are coming with dogs to check for drugs. Kind of like going to school was like a way of like survival. See if you can survive. And not only fights, but eventually there's other things that become even more difficult. So in those years, when you have so much pressure, alcohol, girls, these things become like solutions temporary. You think you're living, but you're really trying to survive, just trying to make it every day.
وبسبب تلك الأحداث والمشاكل في فترة مراهقته بأمريكا اضطر مجاهد للسفر إلى موطنه الأصلي كولومبيا حيث بدأ يفكر أكثر في حياته وعبادته هناك ولكنه لم يطل البقاء هناك فعاد لأمريكا وعادت العادات السيئة معه
Unfortunately, at some point in time in my life, I was making money in ways that were not right. And in one incident, a life-changing incident for me, I was on my way to New York in a car with a Jamaican, he had dreadlocks, and another guy. And we were traveling and I had in my bag, in that car, some merchandise that I was taking up to New York to sell for a lot of money. And I never thought that I would ever be caught by police. And this car was not my friend who was driving, it wasn't his car. It was a car of some girl. He took it without her permission. It had no insurance, no registration, and it smelled inside like drugs. And when we got pulled over by the police, we were also under the influence. We had smoked. And so when they went to look and search in the car, when they opened the back door, and I looked down at the floor and I was in front of the car. So when you feel you're hopeless, there's nobody who can help. Naturally, I called out to the one God. And I said, God, if you get me out of this situation, I will change my life forever. And I was so sincere about that. And I felt like the police officer, he did what he did, then he came back. And he looked at me and he said, can you drive? And I said, yes. He gave me my ID and he said, go. I couldn't believe it, but I got in the car and I got behind the wheel and I felt like I made a promise to someone and something that I didn't understand.
وهل التزمت بالوعد الذي قطعته مع الله سبحانه وتعالى خاصة بعد الحادث؟
Not really. I read the ayah. وَإِذَا غَشِيَّهُمْ مَوْجٌ When I understood this ayah,
هذه الآية في سورة
لقمان 32
الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وإذا غشيهم موج كالظلل دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر فمنهم مقتصد وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا كل ختار كفور. ماذا حدث بعد ذلك؟
سبحان الله. When I read this verse, I was looking to see how I could keep my promise. Didn't keep my word. But eventually, I knew I had to be right with God, and it wasn't until I had a car accident. I hit the middle of the divider of the freeway and flipped over. And when we flipped over, we slid upside down in this car. And the sunroof was open. So when it flipped, the sunroof was under me. And I saw the sparks coming up and everything is like slow motion. And I felt, this is it. We died. And that's when I knew. I'm playing with my destiny. If I died that day, I'm not going to the right place. And that's when I realized, I don't have time anymore to turn my back on Allah. I had money, I had cars, I had friends, girls. I had everything that people want, but I wasn't happy. كنت أسير الحيرة أحمل قلبا تا كان الصمت مخيفا قبل كلام الله فإذا بالرحمن قريب يسأله الحائر فيجيب أشهد أن لا رب ولا معبود سواك إني ناديتك وسعيت إني استهزيتك فهديت بالقرآن أنرت طريقي
فعاش فترة بعد هذا الحادث يقرأ في القرآن والإسلام ويحضر الدروس العلمية في المساجد قبل إسلامه وفي يوم من الأيام صلى مع المسلمين وهو لا يزال غير مسلم.
One guy who now I know him, good brother, حافظ القرآن, he comes up to me and says, "Have you become Muslim?" I said, "No, not yet." He said, "Why?" I said, "I'm just reading, studying." He said, "But you were praying." And I said, I can't pray, kid. And he said, no, I just want to tell you that if you don't embrace Islam, you're going to hell. I said, what? You know where I'm going? This is what he told me. I'm going to hell. It was shocking. I was hit, you know? I felt like, how can you know where I'm going? Right? And I couldn't understand how this guy knows this book and acting like this. So I was very confused. I left the masjid 6 months. I don't want to see another Muslim. I don't want to see anything. But I love the Quran.
أنا في هذا البرنامج ذكرت أكثر من مرة الحكمة في الدعوة. كيف ندعو غير المسلمين؟ كيف كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو غير المسلمين إلى الإسلام؟ وكيف كانت أخلاقه عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ هذا الرجل حافظ القرآن. لما نصح أخونا مجاهد يريد أن ينقذ من النار. بهذه الطريقة ممكن أنت تدخل النار والعياذ بالله.
You know, there's so much noise out there and there are so many things being said in the world. When I wanted to focus and really understand the Quran, I actually left the apartment that I had. I left and I went back to my parents' house. The only place that I felt I could have some peace of mind. And I went into my room and I cut off any communication with friends. And I cut myself off and I began to read the Quran. So I had plenty of time. I stopped doing everything in the world just to read the Quran. And in reading the Quran, I felt a clarity and a sense of kind of comfort, peace. And the more that I read, the clearer things became.
اقتنعت بالإسلام وآمنت بالله عز وجل وتريد أن تنطق بالشهادة. حدثني عن قصة هذا اليوم.
ما شاء الله. I actually was in a city away from from my city about 18 hours. One man from the bus. So when he sat down and he spoke to me in my language, ¿Cómo estás? I said, where are you from? And he said, Colombia. I said, I'm from Colombia. So we sat down and I said, how is this? How did you become Muslim? So he explained to me. And then he asked me, what do you think about Islam? I start telling him, if the people in Colombia knew, and I started mentioning things in the Quran, that if they knew, they would have a better life, even though they're very good. So after hearing me out, the guy asked me, why would you take so many things from the Quran and from Islam, that if you apply it to a country, it can help that country, but you yourself don't accept it? So that day, I felt like it was the day that I had to be humble. And I told him, okay, I didn't believe the Shahada was a big deal. I thought the Shahada is just a few words. Anybody can say a few words. And he said, no, but if you do this, you will find that it changes a person's life. And so we went, and there were about 1,500 people, 1,500 people in that mosque that day. And I went, and they told me, okay, so-and-so is going to give the Shahada. I repeated, as soon as I finished saying the Shahada, it was as if some weight had been taken off. And then so many people stood in line to hug me. And when I walked outside of that masjid that day, when I looked at the sky, it was blue. The trees were green. Everything was brand new. I didn't even know that when you become Muslim, you're like a newborn baby. But that's exactly the feeling that I had. My heart felt like it was clean. And the first thing that I wanted to do is go and call my mother and ask her to forgive me for everything that I did before when I was young. And I told her from this day on, life's going to be different forever. And that's the day that I never in my life afterwards had another drink of alcohol, went out, did any of the stuff that I used to do before. Because I didn't need to. A lot of those things were being done because there was some emptiness. And accepting Islam, it filled it.
وكنت اسمع حكي عنا ما قامه فوق ما يحكون ياخذ بيدي للجنة ويشرق من ضياه الكون.
As soon as I accepted Islam, I came across a verse that said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ وَيُدِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. That ayah was the way we began doing da'wah. My father became Muslim. My girlfriend, we got married. A lot of my friends became Muslim.
شيخنا لماذا اتجهت إلى الدعوة بالأصل؟
Because every messenger came and spoke the language of their people. And the language is not only what is said, but the ثقافه, you know, the culture that is transmitted in the way that we understand the world. So the means of communication is what can make something very clear.
حدثنا عن هذه الإدارات الجميلة الدعوية.
ما شاء الله. This is the very first CD we ever made. When my father became Muslim, there was no material in Spanish. He said, if there's no material in audio, video, then you need to make it. He told me. I said, how am I going to make it? Nobody else made it. Help me. No, then you have to make it. I went to study media to learn how to be able to make audio and video with the intention to do it for Islam. This was the very first CD that was produced, and we gave it to my wife's aunt who was suffering from cancer, and this is what eventually led to her accepting Islam, alhamdulillah. So then we made another CD, Get to Know Jesus and Mary in Islam, and then made another one and another one. Then we packaged it such as this. It says, Un regalo para ti, means a gift for you. Produced more than 500 audio CDs in the Spanish language. When there was no material, now we produce the material. We've done more than 250 television shows. So we have reached people all over the world, especially the Spanish-speaking people. There are 700 million Latinos in the world. We went on to produce the very first Quran in the Spanish language and audio. The whole entire Quran.
MashaAllah.
It was almost a 5-month project. From Surah Al-Fatiha all the way to Surah An-Nas. In the Spanish language totally. My father, when he became Muslim and he asked me, to be a person to make this production, he became the narrator because his Spanish is excellent. It's like the Fusha in Spanish. He was a professor at a university in Colombia. So all this audio, his voice. We just opened up the first Spanish-speaking Islamic center here in America under Islam and Spanish Centro Islamico. 15 people have embraced Islam already. And we've only been open less than 2 months. Alhamdulillah, it's a ni'mah from Allah to be able to do this and to watch how Allah guides people after some information is shared. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, hani'an lak, Shaykh. لما أشوف قصة أخونا وحبيبنا مجاهد وحبه للدعوة وهم الدعوي يذكرني بالصحابي الجليل أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. عندما أسلم تخيلوا في أول يوم إسلامه أسلم مع 7 من الصحابة والعشرة المبشرين في الجنة، 5 منهم سبب إسلامهم أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. دائما قصته تذكرني بذلك الصحابي الجليل.
في كتاب الله قلبي صار حي وبحياتي صار لي ظل وفاي ويوم عادت نفسي وروحي له عادت أيامي وأحلامي إلهي
كل ما أتلوه أو جيت أسمعه أنسى آلامي وأحزاني معه من عرفتا صارت أيامي هنا نور في الظلمة في الضيقة سعى كل ما أتلوه أو جيت أسمعه أنسى آلامي وأحزاني معه من عرفتا صارت أيامي هنا نور في الظلمة في الضيقة سعى
أدعوكم لترشيح أفضل المشاريع الدعوية في خدمة الإسلام من وجهة نظركم، سواء كان شخص أو موقع إلكتروني أو كتاب أو مركز دعوي. ما هو المشروع الذي تعتقد أنت أنه أفاد الإسلام وأقنع الكثير من غير المسلمين في دخول الإسلام؟ ما هو المشروع الذي أنت ترشحه ليتم تكريمه من قبل موقع نون الإلكتروني؟ أرسل ترشيحك الآن. اشترك معنا في هذه القناة بإذن الله راح توصل لك حلقاتنا أول بأول وساهم معنا في نشر هذه القناة.